Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and we are testing the fences of life, finding ways to make it better, figuring out what the heck this existence is, and more. Today, we're going to be talking about religion and science, for that matter, but mostly religion as a catalyst for your self-development. And the reason I want to talk about this is I speak a lot about self-development and spiritual development and religious development and traversing the cycle from seeing ourselves as our needs to seeing ourselves as our ideologies to seeing ourselves as a child of the universe or God or divine. And this process of self-development, of evolving our understanding of self and understanding of the universe and understanding of how it all works and how life works, it can be mistaken as being counter to religion. It can also be mistaken as being counter to science. But I suggest that it's not counter to them at all. In fact, it is perfectly in line with religion and with science. I am a huge fan of finding the truth. And the way I know when I've found the truth is that the truth is supported by religion, it's supported by science, it's supported by your gut instinct, it's supported by philosophy, it's supported by song lyrics somewhere. It's kind of everything agrees. And that's how you know you found the truth, I believe. When all of these things kind of come together to support it, that's when I know you've got something. So now both science and religion can be conduits to understanding the true nature of the universe. Some people love a scientific approach. I know I do. Some people love a religious approach. And that's good stuff too. I think that it helps actually to put them together. And if you're listening to this podcast, you probably enjoy a good science article. But you may also be religious, right? And here's the cool thing. It doesn't matter what religion you are. You can use your religion as a vehicle. In fact, that's part of the point of religion, but you can use religion, your faith, as a vehicle for this self-development, for this self-discovery, for this understanding how the universe works. So let me give you an example. So I will pull from the Bible, just because we have a lot of, most of our listeners are in the United States. Or in Western Europe. So for example, but you can find this in any text. So the Bible says, there is nothing new under the sun, only that which is old and has been forgotten. Right, so the clues are everywhere. When Jesus said, I am the way and the light, and so this is obviously Christianity, New Testament stuff. He was. And so are you, right? The Bible teaches that we're all the children of God. The Quran teaches that we are the children of Allah. The Tao Te Ching teaches that we are born of the Tao, right? There's no difference. There's no difference here. We need to take this fact to heart. We are not separate from the divine. You are not separate from your God or from Allah or from the Tao or your deity of choice. We are each the light of the divine. The Bible says so. The Quran says so. The Tao Te Ching says so. The Hindu Vedas say so. The Dharmapada says so. Kabbalah says so. The Torah says so. Pick the religious text of your choice and it is in there. Not that you are separate from the divine, but that you are a child of the divine. That you are the light of the divine. Here manifest in this life. It can be a really enjoyable experience to see that in your religious text of choice. Now, it's true that religious texts say lots of things, right? It can be interpreted in lots of ways. That's going to be a subject for another podcast. But your religion can be a powerful vehicle to help you spend more time in the later stages of development. If you're not familiar with the stages of development, go and read about that in the observations. But the religion can be a wonderful vehicle to help you get there, right? So now religion can have its difficulties in terms of development as well. Let me give you an example. Let's suppose that you go to church or synagogue or temple or mosque regularly. You consider yourself a good member of your religion. You carry out the rituals regularly. You read your text regularly. You listen to the sermons regularly. In some parts of the world, in some religions, you make your offerings. You maintain your shrine. You pray regularly. While prayer can be an exceptionally powerful form of meditation, right? Call it meditation, call it prayer, same thing. You're attempting to connect with the divine and to be thankful and to make requests. Am I wrong? I don't think so. While prayer can be very powerful and rituals can be very helpful, I have rituals of my own, sometimes the sermons that we hear in our places of worship can tend to drag you into the I am my ideology stage, stage five. Most religions will keep you squarely between stages four and stages five, where that's other people have needs, because most religions have a focus on service to others and helping the community around you, and that's wonderful. And they focus on the ideology because, well, that's their job. That is what they do, right? There's their job to get up there and preach the ideology. And it can really kind of pull you into it in a way that can make you get stuck there sometimes. So if you're attending regularly, it's going to bring you back through that cycle in stages four and five every time you go back to that location. And that's okay as long as you kind of pull yourself back around into the later stages. Some subsects of certain religions will not allow this kind of self-development. And I don't want to pick on anyone in particular, but certain subsects, if you want to ask me privately, do so and I will tell you, vehemently purport your separateness from your divine, or they so vehemently push the ideology that if you even dare to suggest anything beyond the ideology, then you risk being kicked out. But beyond these more kind of extreme versions of these subsects, most, and I'll speak to the majority, can tend to pull you into the I am my ideology stage every time you attend, but can be a catalyst. So if you find that you spend too much time in the I am my needs stage, that's great, because they can pull you forward into I am my ideology and other people have needs too. So this is great. But it can also be a mechanism, right? So the smart church, the smart synagogue, the smart mosque, the smart temple would look at ways to help its congregations and its members. If you were smart, you would look at ways to help them reach these later stages, right? The stage where they understand that they are the light of the divine. Because a beautiful thing happens when you can get to it, just at least stage six, which is other people have their own ideology and that's all good. Right? You end up with a much more peaceful world. And if you can push through stage seven, and I do believe churches can help people push through stage seven, which is I reject all ideologies. This doesn't have to be counter to your religion either. So even if you're a church or you're just an individual who attends regularly, you get to stage seven. Stage seven is very, very scary because you want to reject this entire ideology in this text that you have revered for so long. And you feel just awful for doing it. You feel awful for questioning it. But the smart religious leader would say, no, 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 don't feel bad. Yes, do question this, because truth will stand up to questioning. And the questioning should be encouraged so that you can help people get through stage seven of rejecting all ideologies and get to stage eight of seeing the truth at the basis of the ideology and the truth that's at the heart of all of the ideologies. And that would be a very peaceful world indeed. So your religion can be a mechanism towards this end. So I would challenge you to go into your religious text of choice and see all of these later stage definition of self in that text. See it verified by the religion of your choice. And then science, I tend to pull that into articles and well, and you can research that as well. But I really want to make the point here that religion is a catalyst for your self-development through these stages, not a hindrance. And the smart religious organization would help its congregation work through these stages. So the sorts of questions that I get about this topic, one of them is, isn't it blasphemous to be questioning your religious ideology in stage seven? No, it's not blasphemous. In fact, it's a mechanism that when you go through the stage of questioning your ideology, it's an opportunity to come back around and be even closer to your faith. So when you see the truth at the heart of that ideology, you're not rejecting it, you're diving in deeper. And you almost have to make this little bit of a distance from it so that you can study it from afar and come back into your faith even more deeply than you were before. So it is not heresy. It is not disrespectful. I mean, don't be mean about it. You could make it disrespectful, I'm sure. But it's not disrespectful. In fact, it's like marriage counseling for your faith. It's a step that will allow you to dive even more deeply into your faith and have a much richer relationship with the divine. So no, it's not a bad thing. Another question that I get along the lines of this topic is it egotistical or heretical to say I am the one consciousness. You're kind of saying, I am God, right? And I would say, if you say that in the wrong context, oh yeah, that's going to go down badly. I would definitely. But if you see it in the right context, so what would be, what you don't want to do is you don't want to approach it as, I am God and all y'all should bow to me. No, that's terrible. Don't do that. What you want to get to a point where you see that there is this oneness with everyone and everything. That when the Bible says you are a child of God, when the Quran says you are a child of Allah, child of the Tao, etc., that you take that to heart, and that there's a oneness, right? That there is no separation between all of us here in this life and the divine, and all those who went before, and all those who will come after. And feeling a oneness with the divine, that you are a part of the divine, you are the one consciousness, you are the divine, and so is everyone else, and that's the big difference. And you can see, and this is a lot of fun, go through your religious text of choice and see how it is written in that text already. So that's my challenge for you. These are all really good questions. So if you have more questions, you can send them to questions@koabd.com, or you can register at katherinecolleen.com, and we can have a conversation there as well. So let me know how I can help. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next time.